Hi.
Hello, this is Laura, the floor supervisor with customer support.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
You sound a lot better. You did just call me a minute ago.
Yes,
We had a bad.
we had a
Yeah.
bad connection, yes.
Okay. So here's the issue. Got a smartwatch that you guys sold me. It's called the, you probably know already if you look at my file, Smart Health Watch. And I did everything that pretty much what it says. I installed the Fit, whatever the name the app is. The app is running in the background, no problem, with permissions, everything's good to go. I took the watch and I plugged it into what normally we would plug our tablet or our phone into, okay? And I charged it up, although there's no way of knowing if it's charging. You just have to assume that it's charging. So I plug it in, and I assume that it's charged. And when I went to my phone and I went on the Bluetooth, it is not showing up as this, as a discoverable thing that I can pair to. So then it went on in the instructions that if it's not working and you're using an Android phone, let me see what it says. Turn on your phone's Bluetooth and start the app. Well, I turned on the Bluetooth, but it doesn't show up. And then after that, it says, after initial installation, your smart health watch and device will sync automatically. Note, for Android users, please ensure that the app is running in the background and that permissions are enabled to ensure health watch works as intended. Okay, I did all that. And then it says function slash description. If your smart health watch is off, press the function key to turn it on. Well, there's no instructions on in this little booklet that came with me showing me where a function key would be if it didn't in fact exist. No buttons on this phone, nothing to press. So I did everything correctly, but it's not showing up. So how can I pair a phone if it's not showing up as being discoverable? And I can't
Okay.
find function. Where's the function key? Where is that? If your
Okay,
smart health watch is off, press the function key.
so it's a touch screen. When you touch the screen, what is it doing? What's it showing you?
When I touch the screen, it does nothing. No buttons or anything. Touch. It's just a screen. Doesn't turn on, even though I charged it all night. And, it's kind of screwed up. But as we go on, okay, if it's off, press the function key to turn it on. Okay, we know we can't find the function key unless you know better than I. Cycle through the various functions by pressing the function key. Again, don't know where or what the function key looks like.
Okay, so once you charge it and it's fully charged, you said you charged it the whole night, it'll
I did.
automatically turn on. The
I
screen will
know.
come up.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
Okay.
And this is the second one you guys sent me. And the first one had the same problem. And where's the function key?
It's on the screen, so you have to click on the screen once it turns on.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't turn on, just like the first one didn't turn on. But I do have your app running in the background. Now, I noticed that there were some other instructions relating to the app itself. And it said, I thought you knew this. Okay, it just, I didn't know that. Okay, cycle through the various functions by pressing the function key. Okay, obviously I can't see it. Long press of the function key, no, I can't do that either. Clock tide calibration, exploring the different modes, sleep mode, setting up your smartwatch personal file, push notifications. Secondary incoming calls, SMS notifications, other notifications, other useful functions, secondary money. Instant on. If this function is enabled, your screen will turn on if you lift your arm up. I can't get this damn thing to even show up on
Once you turn it on, I mean, once it's charged, it'll automatically turn on and you just click on the screen.
Right, but this is the second watch that you guys have sent me. I know it's not exactly very clear how to charge it because they don't say very much. They don't say, you know, like plug it into a USB port on in your computer or don't use the USB port on your computer. So all I did was I plugged it into a typical charger that comes with any, you know, good phone like an LG or a Samsung. You plug it in, it doesn't let you know it's charging or anything. It just sits there. So, you know, it's kind of screwed up because the instructions are very vague, you know. It's like, okay, put it into a USB port. Okay, well, do you know that you can put this thing into a USB port two different ways? They don't tell you, make sure it's facing this way, make sure it's facing that way. They don't mention anything, you know. So, you know, it's kind of screwed up. I don't know what else to do. Let's see if I can plug it into this thing in my computer. Let's see if it'll fit. No, wait a minute. If I disconnect my camera, I disconnect the camera and I put your watch in this port. Once again, I'm never quite sure which way it's supposed to go in. You see the metal is facing that way. So I guess it goes this way. Okay, put it in. Got it in. This watch is a piece of junk. Anyway, sorry. Okay, so I put it in this thing in my computer, you know, but, you know, as far as I've tried in my experience, it never charges up. It never turns on. It doesn't do anything.
Even when you're plugging it in, it's not showing you the battery? It should show you a little battery. You know how, like, when you charge your phone and it shows you that it's charging? Mm-hmm.
No, there's no indication on the phone at all, just a blank screen. Let me try a different port. It can't go this way, although it fits both ways. Some genius came up with these instructions. Okay, let me just check one thing. Make sure it goes in the right way because it could go in both ways. You see, the metal is facing that way. So I assume that it has to go this way. Okay, let's plug it in. Yeah. I don't even hear my computer registering. If something has been put in, let me try another, like a flash drive, see what happens. Yep, it recognizes that flash drive. Won't recognize your watch. Let me try putting it in another way, since it goes both ways. No, it never here we go. Finally.
Can you see it charging now?
For a split second, I saw a green battery flashing.
Okay, now just leave it plugged in. It'll show it. It'll flash the first time, and then as soon as it gets charged, then you're going to start seeing the little battery go up. So it recommends that you charge it for about 2 hours before you click on the screen to turn it on.
Okay. Is there any way of knowing what the battery level is at once I'm using it, or how often I have to charge it?
It'll tell you on the screen. Once you get it started up and turned on and connected, everything will be on the screen for you.
Okay. So that means I'm automatically connected to the – does that mean I'm paired with my phone?
It'll show – it'll come up. As soon as it turns on,
it'll come up. So I can tell my phone to pair with it once
right.
it shows up.
You just need to wait for it to fully charge.
So wait a couple hours.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Nice job.